Can you hear me? Well, if you can, it's Bailey from wherever this song is taking me. And yeah, it's time for Saxophone Runaway on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from the Sea of Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. And today I've got shout out Jay for bringing this album to my attention, because yeah, I've been meaning to listen to this forever and I just never got around to listening to the full thing, but maybe one day I'll play the whole 54-minute version of The Creature Has a Master Plan. But enjoy this for now, and soon we shall get to the place. Actually, one thing I can talk about is that I feel like people don't understand when I'm texting them the meaning behind the emojis that I send, so I thought I would just clarify that right now. The urn. I love that Apple or whoever makes the emojis. I'm glad that they added an urn to the emoji library, because I think the urn is just a meta way of being like, oh haha, I'm dead, like haha, dead. So, and then you just put like an urn and it's like ancient Egyptian. I'm also in my like obsession with ancient Egypt phase. Maybe that's the African diaspora. Anyways, I put Childish Gambino's song number 3, Urn, on the playlist for tonight. The iconic Because the Internet album. Haven't listened to this in a while, and yeah, my friends were playing this stuff recently, so I was like, all right, time to revive 3005. So I'm going to play that, Urn. If I ever send you the urn, I'm not being weird, I'm just trying to be funny, like, haha, I'm dead. Angels by Albert Ayler. That track pops off. Flight of the Navigator, Movement 1 from Because the Internet. Great song. I was just in the nature this last weekend, so I feel like this song reminds me of nature. But anyways, I kind of want to listen to Colors, so yeah, it's a cool playlist for tonight, I think. Kind of random.
Green.
Listening to Saxophone La Nuit on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Atsida Musqueam Territory in Vancouver, and you're listening to a little mix of the album Promises by Floating Points and Pharoah Sanders, who we heard on the last track, Colors, mixed with Urn by Childish Gambino. Yeah, I think it's a cool jam. I think this is the extent to the mixing I can do right now, though. I didn't plan on doing this. The YouTube video just played next, and I love this album, so I kept it on. But up next, we have Angels by Albert Ayler, beloved saxophonist of the 70s, great freedom era.
So many pretty people. So many pretty faces. I talked to some birds. I fell in love again. And none of us ever ended. Everything just kept going. And going.
This we almost lost it. When you're not inside the darkness, it's hard to see. Let me sleep in tradition, keep a mountain in the distance. Tell you that we haven't been.
Yeah, I like this album because of the internet, because of the Hawaiian shirt that Donald Glover is wearing. But that is one of the many reasons why I also like this album. Anyways, what am I gonna talk about? I don't know. The saxophone. Well, yeah, I'm playing tenor saxophone right now, which is dope. I've got the Kalmus model. I don't know. Just got it for free from my friend. And I guess I'm gonna Google it right now, but I don't know, I like can't find the Kalmus brand that made the saxophone, so I'm like curious. Yeah, I don't know, it doesn't exist. Oh wait, Here we go. Calmus. Best of 20 years. But I don't know what it, oh, it's a band. I'm not playing it tonight. So yeah, I guess the like main topic is this Pharoah Saunders tune that I want to play on radio, but it's quite long. But it's from his album Karma, and the song's called The Creator Has a Master Plan. I think that would be a dope little listening party type thing, so if anyone wants to come chill, listen to Creator Has a Master Plan and chill with me. Anyways, yeah. Here's another track by Childish Gambino, Palisades, featuring Christian Rick. Yeah. Christian Rich. I know the secret we share. Look what this feeling has done to me. There's something deep in the air. Just holding hands, let me comfort me.
Saying you won't end up in the lost and found. No, I don't know why, but every time I see you dancing, I see you dancing. I'm tired of running, tired of playing, late romancing. I don't want to. If we could be together, would that make you happy? I don't fuck with that. And if it wouldn't turn your current to get at me, love don't woo! Really happen.
Smoke a J at the beach like this. Hang with Bae at the beach like this. Conversations with Keish like this. Never thought it could be like this. Be the man like I am like this. Dance around, shake your hips like this. Mess around, make a hit like this.
Alright, y'all, you're listening to Saxophone Lanui. And Absol, if you're listening to this, you're coming to Vancouver, and I want to listen to your music, IRL. Anyways, yeah, I found out recently that it's actually Absol, not Absol. I've been saying Absol this whole time. But anyways, when I play Herbert, I'm always jamming. And this album has, like, the best saxophone I have ever heard, so I need to know, who is the saxophonist on this album? I bet I could easily find it, but it's also something I tried just Googling and couldn't easily find, so. But Herbert, this is Hollandaise from the album. But I'm gonna play my favorite sax tune from this album. It'd be like that.
Messed up, but it be like that. I missed out, but it be like that.
Missed out, but it be like that.
Why they had to do me like that, man? It wasn't supposed to be like that.
It be like that.
I had doubts, but it be like that. I'm asked out, but it be like that.
Asked out, but it be like that.
Lord knows it's been like that, but it don't gotta end like that. My sun don't shine no more. My light ain't lime no more. My kite don't fly no more. My woman ain't mine no more. My words don't rhyme no more. My life ain't live no more. My heights ain't high, they low. I ain't got time no more. Luck ain't on my side no more. I can't touch the sky no more. The plug don't supply no more. I ain't alright, I'm wrong. My pie don't multiply, it don't wanna divide no more. I can't see the signs no more. I don't wanna try no more. I messed up, but it be like that. I missed out, but it be like that.
Missed out, but it be like that.
Why they had to do me like that, man? It wasn't supposed to be like that.
It be like that.
I had doubts, but it be like that. I'm asked out, but it be like that.
Asked out, but it be like that.
Lord knows it's been like that, but it don't gotta end like that. Cause my sun just shined again. My light looked lime again.
Yeah. Alright, so I'm actually reading about this album right now from Under the Radar online journal, and a little bit of lore on this track, It Be Like That. It explores concepts of hope. And yeah, I took this class actually called Hope and Despair when I was studying philosophy. And when I saw that they were offering this class, it was my last year, and I was kind of like, oh yeah, this would be so existential, like I'm gonna take it. But this was also like when Black Lives Matter was like happening in, like, I'm trying to remember the exact time, but it was like in 2018 or 2019. And there was a lot of protests going on in the States, and Black Lives Matter sort of like founded, and yeah, there's a lot happening. And yeah, that was a crazy time to be reading contemporary philosophers on the topic of hope and despair. I feel like I learned a lot. So I guess that's part of the reason why I like all of this like super spiritual music also. But literally spiraling. That's funny. Anyways, what else do I have on the playlist? I actually thought this would be a cool mix, so let's see if I can attempt that. I don't know. I thought this would mix cool. But this is I Know You Know, Esperanza Spalding. And yeah, enjoy. Yeah, and I'm just going to jump back in and say you're listening to Saxophone La Nuit on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. But I just realized I ended off like what I was saying on like this crazy, I don't know, concept. But yeah, I just feel like I didn't really finish my thought. But I like this song a lot. It's just on the playlist because I've been listening to this again. But yeah, the show, Saxophone La Nuit, if you don't know, is like a sort of a continuation of my show in the afternoon, which explores jazz in like the 70s and how it sort of formulated into free jazz and then from that era, we got a lot of musicians who sort of just described themselves as improvisationalists and wrote these amazing compositions. A lot of it, like, just free improvisation recorded. And that's where me wanting to play Pharoah Sanders' Karma album tonight played in, because a friend reminded me of it, and then I was like, that would be a cool listen. I've never listened to it because it's like the longest saxophone thing that I feel like I haven't ever gotten around to listening to yet. But it is called The Creator Has a Master Plan, and I think it's like 52 minutes. So it theoretically could be an episode of Saxophone La Nuit if you stay tuned every 2 weeks, Tuesday, 11 p.m. But yeah, I guess we should take an ad break. And I perhaps might play a little bit of info about my show in this little PSA I made. But first, enjoy a couple other ads from CITR 101.9 FM. I guess I can just say one right now. PSA for Music Waste, literally one day away. So if you want to hear all the best local Vancouver punk, indie, actually many genres, but if you want to come hear a wide array of music, come to Music Waste Festival. And this is an ad for the show here, Crimes and Treasons.
You hear the Crimes and Treasons radio. Jazz Cartier, y'all know who it is. Golden Child, baby, let's get it.
Hey! What up? This is Machine Gun Kelly, and right now I am tuned in to Crimes and Treasons, goddammit.
Hey, this is Isaiah Rashad.
Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's Bodega Bams, a.k.a. Poppy, a.k.a. Young Don Francisco.
Hey, yo, it's Baby No Money.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Terrell Safady.
Hey, what's up? It's Tion Gibbs.
What up? This is Stango.
And this is your boy Waldo.
And you're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Yeah, bitch.
What's up? This is Peanut Butter Wolf. You're listening to Crimes and Treason Radio.
Hello, this is Blowfly.
Hey, this is Halo.
Hey, what's up? It's St. John, and you're not listening to Crimes and Treasons. It's lit.
Hey, I know who it is, man. It's your boy, Sahara the Prince.
Yo, what up, though? This is Ill Tone from Blacktivity.
Yo, peace, family. It's your Guala Dizzy Rice.
Yo, this is Remy Wolf.
Hey!
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's I Am Super.
It's Jay Worthy, a.k.a. P Worthy.
Hey, yo, you already know what time it is. It's your boy, ASAP Yams, a.k.a. Yamborghini, a.k.a. Lil Newport, a.k.a. motherfucking... I got too many motherfucking aliases, but you already know what time it is. Crime and Treason in this motherfucker. Shout out to these motherfuckers. They putting it down with that real trill shit.
Yo, it's Camp Blow Out.
Crimes and Treasons. That's what we believe in while we blowing the treason.
Crooks out.
Tune in to Vancouver's rap radio show every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Slice of Life Art and
Gift. Turn your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hella Permitti or saxophone Len Lee. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalist saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ehler, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Ornette Coleman, Sonny Rollins. That's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primiti or saxophone Lenui.
You're listening to saxophone La Nui on the CITR 101.9 FM. We're just listening to Herbert from Absol's album. Oh, sorry, we're listening to Herbert. Hey, you know what's up? Anyways, we're listening to Gotta Rap from Absol's album Herbert. And what's getting me tripped up, I guess, kind of is I've been saying AB Soul, but apparently it's Absol. So, but you know, they're coming to Vancouver. Absol is blessing Vancouver with his presence, and I am super excited. But let's get back to the playlist. I actually have this song queued up, one of my favorite songs, and this is by Gunben Ari. The song is called Snooze, and it's gonna be me tomorrow when I wake up at 7:05 a.m. to come here to the UBC campus to play for the graduation ceremonies. Lots of really great PhDs and doctors coming out of this school, so slay. I guess I should elaborate. I mean, first of all, I'm graduating, so not that I'm a doctor. I don't have a PhD. I don't have a philosophy, but I kind of do have a philosophy. The saxophone a la Primiti. But anyways, I'm just a master. I'm just a lowly master. But yeah, we have had like some cool PhDs graduating. There was a music doctorate of letters degree or something granted today, and yeah, I didn't know her before, so it was new to me at the ceremony. But her philosophy seems super dope, and she's a singer, and she did like a little song in her speech, and it was actually so dope. But yeah, her research kind of talked about the African diaspora, so I thought it was pretty cool too. And yeah, we had someone from someone that sort of put together Electro Women's Choir, which is this choir in Vancouver, that also graduated. So yeah, and they all give really inspiring speeches, so it's always really dope to... I feel really lucky to be there to hear all the speeches. So, yeah, catch me playing O Canada in the back right after the landing. No, but yeah, we play like You Can't Stop the Beat. Da, 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 da. We play, what else? Dancing Queen, Young and Sweet, Only 17. Yeah, graduate from UBC and come find out our secret, exclusive UBC Music graduation ceremony set list. We played like a 17th, 18th century court music gist this last morning. Anyways, I'm going off on a tangent here. I just talked through my favorite song. But this is another one, but let's see. I put a bunch of stuff on a little playlist here, so I've been kind of jamming to this one lately. This song is called Fake, but I like the designer brand mentions in this. Because fashion, yeah, I am trying to have good fashion. I mean, what am I wearing right now? Concert blacks. So, I've got my, like, black dress pants, black t-shirt, black sweater, actually, that I thrifted, which is actually pretty cool. It has, like, three hearts on it, and it's got some, like, velvet. And like a little like velvet like turtleneck type thing. Anyways. Yeah, I only own one designer thing. And it's these Miu Miu heels that I got off Poshmark. And they're so cute. And I should have worn them for my saxophone recital. But they have like a silver heel which matches my saxophone. But I feel like it's hard to match things with navy blue. I don't know. Or I just feel like maybe I'm wearing navy blue all the time, so I'm like, maybe I need to... But I feel like you can only match navy blue with navy blue. Maybe also with, like, light pink, but... Anyways.
נוצץ לי עליו אם ראית את ההבדל יצא תסך ומשטב של עגל הזהב אני בן שבע בבית ספר ואומרים לי גבר בו סבבה יש לך אבנים יפות אבל זה לא יעלום אתה מוזמן להישאר לחלום בוא נראה אותך שורד תיכון כשאמיתי זה דבר שאיזה איש מבוגר עם מיקרוסקופ ותואר טוען שאמיתי מה שתלבש לא מאושר על ידי שחקן או זמר יראו כולם איך גדלת בבית אני אבל כל חתיכת פסטיק שלי תיזהר יותר מכל תכשיט שאת תקני בקרטייר את לא רואה מעבר מחירים אני רואה את האור שמחזירים דולצ'ה וגבנה וג'יוונצ'י סיקי שאנל רס פורין ונייקי השם שלכם מול השם שלי לידו כולנו חיקויים והעולם הזה מזויף הכל מומצא אז יאללה גם אני מותר יצאתי במצא לתת לך מושג חיקוי של מה אתה כי אני האחד צלם של הצלם של אדם ואני פה לבד וכל השאר פרד אמרתי בתורה שכל לב פאזל מסובך של פלאי המקום ואדוני גדול לכל אחד יש הרגישה לעשות אם להם מותר אז לך אור שב עם גב ישר ותרים את הכל לא 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 לא
love the song. It makes me so happy. It's a good, like, summer song, too. But we're listening to Gon Ben Ari on saxophone, La Nuit, CITR 101.9 FM, Waskushi. Pharoah Sanders is Waskushi. So, yeah. I feel like I don't ever play Pharoah Sanders on my show. I'm more playing like Anthony Braxton, Albert Ayler. But Pharoah Sanders is also one of my like OG spiritual jazz improvisationalist saxophonists, musicians, composers that I started to love sort of towards the end of my undergrad. So I mean, yeah, I'd never heard a saxophonist play like that before, and yeah, it's great to listen to, even if it's not necessarily like chill, like laid back music. Like a lot of Albert Ayler's stuff, like I couldn't just listen to if I was like trying to relax, especially like some of the bagpipe stuffs. Music is the healing force of the universe. It's such a cool like listen. But yeah, I don't know if I could necessarily like study to it. But I mean, what do I don't really need to study anymore because now I'm graduated from music, so maybe I can just let things in my life get weird and not related to the practicing of the saxophone. Anyways, what should I play next? Let's see. I like this song. Again, this is Saxophone La Nuit on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from NC Musqueam territory in Vancouver. מזייף שיט וג'יבריש וזה נשמע קקה אבל בקטע טוב יש את הרעש הזה כשראפרים עושים פרי סטייל מתח בחזה מזה שהם הולכים על טייל עלה ברור הנה שאורך באיזו צוותן you can fucking kill את הפילטר שדורות כפו עליי אחלה שתיק מות אגו דרך היפופ אבל וואלה כבר קרה לי כמה פעמים שאיפשהו חברים התחילו פרי סטייל אני מסתתר בשירותים מקלל את אמא שלי עד שבא המוות ואמר לי מאמי בוא תכריז שטגן על הקיץ אתה כבר מוכן כי התאמנת על טייפיס כבר קלל לי כמה זמן בערך נשאר לי אין מצב תיתן עכשיו אותה מות נורמלי לוב יאללה בלגן מרבזן אין סוף בניתי את האולפנים עלה וטוף אין לי קול נותן בכל זאת משהו חייב לבוא ופאק איתי פותח את החלון נותן פסט אליי את הביץ לגמר הפקר על הכביש לתל אביב עם אחת למעלה שומנתי בפק Alright, just because I'm curious I'm gonna play this from This Is The Void's Television, and yeah, I love this band and they just came up with some new stuff, so I guess yeah, I should play it on radio. Am I allowed to do that? Oh, that's funny. I was also gonna mix this with Is This It? So, but then it's also playing the interview in the background. To help us believe you. But I like the song, so I'm just going to play it for a bit, and then we will hear this Julian Casablancas interview from The Void's TV.
Can't you see?
I need to make a set list for Friday. Anyways,
secrets I'm allowed to tell.
I'm like scared to listen to this.
They travel in asteroids so that they can't be detected.
Really?
Yes, make sure you know.
So I guess just for context, this is an interview that just came out from the Voids TV, from the Voids member from this band.
You mentioned physics a lot.
Julian Casablancas being interviewed by TikTok star Heather Leather. I like the aesthetic of this. Oh, okay.
Anything in particular?
He loves physics.
Quantum physics is the most accurate
obsessed with Stephen Hawking
theory of reality that there is. So I think
I read A Brief History of Time when I was like 12.
Exciting and
knowledge is super exciting.
Truth is
okay, I'm not trying to start beef. Let's hear what he has to say.
Physics was so boring to me when I was young because I think the way they teach it couldn't be anything less relevant to your life.
I can't tell if this guy is serious.
Gravity is the force and the, you know, mass plus this, and you're just like, okay, whatever. But if I was teaching physics like I do sometimes with my kids on like a physics 101 level, I think I would just, the first thing I would say is
your teen sensation.
No, but then I would say, for example, gravity.
Rock star.
We don't know what that is.
Becomes
how it works, so it's
a dad.
Well, it exists, I think, but
I'm going to stop commenting on this.
We don't know how it works, so I think if you just tell someone, we don't know how it works, and it's going to be your job to try to figure it out.
Right.
I think maybe that'd be more fun and engaging right off the bat, instead of, we know this and that, and they don't really know that much. We know how electricity works, pretty much, because... And that's only been 200 years.
Mansplain City, okay, everyone knows.
How much we don't know.
The Tesla conspiracy theory. All right, ancient Egyptians had sophisticated technology. We are living a lie. We all know this, right? Just kidding. But I am a conspiracy theorist. You know, good interview is the like alien one with that guy from Coast to Coast. Is it allowed to play radio on radio? Anyways, if y'all have ever listened to Coast, they've got some good Sasquatch lore. What is this? Should I mix into this? Into this interview. OMG! Exclamation point. Ellipses. Sasquatch speech captured on audio.
Cicero. You a fan?
I can't say I am.
I wasn't until I read this quote.
We're talking about Cicero now.
Basically, he was saying how, like, the authority of those who teach is often the obstacle to true learning.
Read Cicero quote
and
off.
I really, I bonded with that quote.
I feel like a
so
true,
if you could teach a subject, what would you
like, philosophical thinker.
Well, I teach my kids like a polymath class.
Their little book that they carry out of their five books in their little tote bag. And be like, oh, actually, I just picked up Aristotle's On the Soul the other day at a free book sale.
Physics or
I did that.
Chinese.
Can you teach Chinese?
I mean, the internet now, you can
that's fair, you can teach anything. Yeah,
well, I'm interested. I mean, you know, if you look at like the population of Earth and the languages and just how many people speak Chinese, it's not even close. It's like a third of the Earth is basically like speaks Chinese. Everything else is I think if aliens would come, they probably talk in Chinese. And also in the Korean, Japanese, and Chinese, all three have like about 500 characters in common. Mm-hmm. So if you just learn those, that's what I've been trying.
Well, maybe this guy actually is a genius.
That can't be true.
That's so insightful.
That. So Very what would be your advice thought nowadays?
That aliens might.
Advice? Drop out.
Speak Chinese.
No, no, no. Don't drop out.
Burn your house down.
Tattoo your face. No.
Talker in the Bigfoot world said some really
punk rock.
Wonderful things. You're gonna
it's
hear
more like
one
modern,
of my favorites. I think we got that mixed up in here, but we've got some audio clips over here.
I would say advice.
What have you figured out they are? What have they told you?
Well,
I would say try to train your mind
and they are not human.
To have
yes and no.
Calm.
They are
in
they,
the midst of
you know,
chaos.
They're people. They have names,
I think.
Just as well. So they are absolute
kind of a hard,
masters of Earth energy.
I mean,
they
you want to be you know,
energy.
Ready
they
and
are,
sharp and ready for anything.
Like,
and
you know, there's some yogis that have demonstrated
but you also just want to have grace
ability.
And calm.
So
and,
it's
yeah.
not...
You know,
realm
encourage
of,
in the midst, and
always,
and first off, always be
do
respectful.
Sort of thing, so
I think is something to remember.
Something that,
yeah.
You know, they are not
for
swayed
for
by.
Sure.
Follow all that.
You're
kind of ready, but also respectful.
That,
I think that's
that
a pretty
we,
solid
we
way to
been
be.
Led down
yeah, because respect
of,
that like everyone's different, and you don't have to
pure of heart,
hate someone because they are different.
Honesty and high regard.
Well, unless there's some kind of freak.
So they're very advanced.
I don't cotton to
freaks. Who's not? We're all freaks in our own way.
Okay. No, we
and
are normal.
And they have an incredible sense of humor.
And,
I
yeah.
love that probably the most out of all of it.
Says
I mean, everything you've
killers.
Said, I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
But man,
no comment
the
there.
Sense of humor
what
and
are your
the
thoughts
care.
On religion?
And if you're around them, you feel that. You know that.
They want you to.
Yeah, it's like that.
I think.
All right, Mike. Patterson is with us, Sasquatch, Ontario.
You know, I think people
and
always
kind of... And
we're
going to hear some audio clips
I mean, I guess
of Neff and
you know,
more. Stay with us.
People
I'm
always
kind of
use
and
things
this
to their own
is Coast to Coast AM.
So it gets corrupted. So I don't know.
It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis
own,
here
not,
on
you know,
Blue Rock Talk, Project Creepy Hotspots. We go out live investigations
healthier,
of Bigfoot hauntings and strange
better,
lights.
Wiser
and
person
when we go out to the
good.
Bigfoot world and... And,
anything that
live, you're there with us. You're just at home, all safe and sound.
They know
and
better than others.
Because you're a Blue Rocker and you join my show, you get to be a big part of that. And one of our Blue
like
Rockers is Mike Patterson, who is here with us tonight of Sasquatch, Ontario. Go to ConnieWillis.com to learn more about
other people
that.
Should live
Mike,
in a way that makes them comfortable.
Just had a good voice over this
chaos.
I discovered Bigfoot the other day. I...
We keep in
didn't
touch. We've got remarkable encounters and things that happen.
I discovered a Bigfoot statue the other day.
My dad passed away later
if
that
if you're not
day.
And
I was with my mom.
That's all I will say.
Bedroom,
you know,
and
yeah, I don't
peppermint.
Think, I think
enjoy this
of,
debate
of
the Voids TV and Coast to Coast Radio.
Peppermints was thrown.
Saxophone Lanoui, CITR 101.9 FM.
She's like, I didn't. And I was like, yeah, you did. And we both stopped and we realized that was one of my dad's treats.
Being
and
one with
he didn't even have any in the house. He hadn't
in a
been
way,
home in months. Was he was in the hospital
powerful.
For a long time. And
yeah, in a weird way, it's also
kind of
connects
air.
With
and
physics
this is something
to me.
That
like
Mike has dealt
kind of
with,
understanding
things,
how things
coming out of thin air. What?
And
tell
not
us a little bit about
to
that, Mike, before we go to
slam your own
clips.
Human desire
okay,
to obstruct reality.
Yes,
it might be different. I feel like, yeah, with religion, it's
something
like
that's
this
been
unknown
very,
thing
that
hasn't really been explained to a T, but it exists.
Like Santa Claus.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the science behind getting to all of those houses in one night? For one night? I remember that scene.
Yeah. You believe in Santa Claus?
Yes. Of course, obviously.
What about the Grinch?
I haven't read enough about that. It's more of an opinion, but
what's your
from
favorite?
What I read, I do believe so, yes.
Do you have a favorite holiday?
New Year's Eve.
That one, I guess it counts. Why New Year's Eve, though?
Because it is a time to live in retrospect, to embrace the nostalgia and absorb the last happenings and then walk through the gate of tomorrow with the understanding of yesterday. And also, there's no pressure. You can stay home, you can go out. It's a party, it's fun. there's a magical moment that you look into the eyes of the person that you despise or desire.
No, not despise.
I don't know. It's fun.
There's something about a new start.
That too, yeah.
Beginning, whatever.
That, like, kind of a reset. Yeah.
Interesting.